This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Noel. We're seeing a boom in demand for electric vehicles or EVs around the world despite the pandemic. We see global EV sales increase by 43% in 2020, supported in large part by the climate change movement and consequent policies supporting the transition to cleaner energy vehicles.
However, the trend in EVs has yet to pick up in ASEAN due to numerous factors. So RHB Research recently issued a huge report on the future of EVs in ASEAN. I think it details potential growth opportunities for both manufacturers and investors.
So for some insights into the report, we're speaking now to Eddie Du, analyst at RHB Research. Good morning, Eddie. Thanks for joining us today. There are around 11 million electric vehicles in use globally, but only a tiny fraction of that are in the ASEAN region. What are some of the hurdles for EV vehicles to become more mainstream here?
There's three key hurdles in our view in driving this adoption of EV vehicles. First of all, it's the consumer education. Second is the range anxiety, which essentially is the fear of running out of electricity. And the last one is the cost of acquisition. To bring it back to the Malaysian scene, it's the same. It's essentially, definitely there's a need for education to shift consumers' mindset. The shift away from the traditional, internal combustion engine vehicle, which consumers are already used to, probably seeds concerns that could potentially inhibit EV adoption. So based on a survey done by Malaysia Green Technology Corporation, the local confidence level and willingness to shift to the EV platform is still low. Many car buyers, remain concerned over the maintenance costs of hybrids and EVs, and as well as the replacement costs of batteries, given the expected lifespan of cars in Malaysia is slightly longer than the development countries. The range anxiety also comes partly from the lack of charging infrastructure. I think in Malaysia, the rarity of charging facilities and the long duration of time needed to fully charge a drain battery is still a major impediment to raise the adoption rates for EVs and plug-in hybrids as well.
Yeah, so Eddie, why are the electric vehicles so expensive in Malaysia?
I would say yes. Subsidies is a way to go. If you were to look into the Malaysian market right now, there is quite a wide gap in between the prices of EV vehicles compared to what is popular amongst the Malaysian, which is under the sub 100,000 category. The cheapest battery EV in Malaysia is the Nissan Leaf, which is priced at 180,000. So it doesn't actually address the popular segment. So where these subsidies could effectively, close the gap between the price of EV vehicles and the bread and butter internal combustion engine vehicle.
You mentioned the lack of available charging stations. How much does this make it harder for EVs to be adopted here?
I think this is basically, a chicken or egg problem because, the demand for electric vehicles will remain low if range anxiety issues persist. This is due to the lack of charging infrastructure, as what you said just now. And the rollout of charging infrastructure would be hard to ramp up when utilization rates remain low and the demand for EVs is lackluster. I would say that the government has to first provide sufficient support through incentives and to roll out public infrastructure by installing the first units, followed by a charger to EV ratios where the rollout of EVs will eventually bring up the charging numbers. In Malaysia right now, I understand that there is approximately 500 AC chargers available publicly, but I think the utilization rate is still quite low at this juncture as we don't have much plug-in hybrids as well as battery EVs available on the Malaysian road. It is a chicken or egg problem.
Okay, so let's take a look then at the latest version of the Malaysian National Auto Policy, which was unveiled in 2020. Are the plans in place sufficient to achieve the objective of becoming a regional EV auto hub?
Well, we think that there is definitely some room to work on. For example, there were some references made on incentives to develop green technology, which includes your EVs in the policy, but details were lacking. In the NDP 2020, it is still pretty much focused on making Malaysia the regional automotive hub in EEVs, so energy efficient vehicles, which includes the traditional internal combustion engine vehicles rather than outright electric vehicles.
Yeah, so how does Malaysian EV policy compare to ASEAN neighbours, since it's essentially a beauty competition to attract FDI?
In this report, we did take a look at the EV policies and incentives given by the government of Indonesia, Singapore and Thailand. And what we found is that these countries offered clearer targets as well as relatively more transparent policies and incentives plans, which are in place to aid EV-related FDIs for the respective countries. So take Thailand, for example. The Thailand Board of Investment offered multiple incentive schemes, which covers a comprehensive range of electric vehicles, from passenger cars to buses to trucks, motorcycles, and even ships. No, so qualified projects will be granted incentives such as corporate income tax exemption, and this can be extended if additional requirements are fulfilled. And other things could include reduction in import duties as well. We understand that there's currently 24 investments that has been qualified under this incentive scheme. And these are from major brands, which includes your Nissan, your Honda, Toyota, Mercedes-Benz, as well as BMW, just to name a few. So comparing it to Malaysia, we are relatively behind the curve in terms of electrification ambition compared to the other ASEAN countries. We think this is the due to the regulatory weakness as discussed earlier.
I suppose Tesla, Toyota are front runners in this EV space. Which auto players are you most interested in?
In this report, we have taken a closer look at four EV principals, namely Volvo, Tesla, Toyota and Mercedes-Benz, in no particular order. They each offer a unique spin to its strategy on their journey of electrification. But if you were to ask me who's ahead in this space, I think Tesla is the most well-known company, mainly because they started off as an EV company, while the other manufacturer, they started off with the coming out with the internal combustion engine.
So, meanwhile, if we wanted to put this into actionable investment ideas, what part of the supply chain should investors consider? Would it be in commodities, component makers, or the auto players?
There's definitely opportunities across the supply chain. In our report, we have highlighted 8 companies, which is under our coverage across ASEAN. This ranges from your nickel producers such as Vale Indonesia, that's one of them. We have battery manufacturers as well, which is Global Power Synergy. Your automotive manufacturers and retailers, we have 3 of them over here, Astra International, Sandabi and UMW. The last few mainly have some exposure to the charging infrastructure place, mainly ComfortDelGro, PTT Oil and Retail Business, as well as ST Engineering.
What Malaysian names then should we consider as a proxy to this growing industry?
Listed names in Malaysian space, I can say there aren't that many, but certainly there could be opportunities in component supplies or more towards the tech side of things. We think that this accelerated transition into EV car globally will be a game changer for auto-centric OSATs like MPI. They have the highest exposure to auto amongst OSATs, as well as Unisan. Both of these is under coverage. But the other names that have some sort of exposure, this includes your KESM. They are sort of a burn-in service provider. Maybe TechnaX, they aim to go big in this storage business after its acquisition of the China's aerospace Beidou, a battery technology company. But yeah, we don't have active coverage on these companies.
Thank you so much, Eddie, for giving us some insights from this report. That was Eddie Du, analyst at RHB Research, talking to us about the future of electric vehicles in the ASEAN region.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.